My name is Bugao Xu. I'm from University of North Texas. I have been working in University of Texas for about 23, 24 years. Yeah, my colleagues, for a few years. But in the early, through early 90s, I have been working with Devron, and then later on, Eric, many groups. Work on the carbon maturity, finance, different measurements. Today, I just want to continue to give a presentation on carbon fiber quality measurement. This is about the length distribution. As Devron just mentioned, U.S. carbon is disadvantaged by uniformity index, right? Uniformity. Many parameters have been improved through cotton programs, but the uniformity actually got a little worse. So Cotton Incorporated charged us to do some research on this, try to study whether the uniformity measurement methods, I mean, how good the HVI, AFIS, give the measurement. Right. So when we before we say the uniformity parameter gets better or worse, but do we have a reliable measurement method? Because we don't have reference methods, right? Except some manual way. So about a year ago, we started this project. Our goal is to develop a practical system that can be used in the laboratory in the office, so it doesn't rely on the big HVI, AFIS, those big equipment. So last year I gave a talk about our method. So let me give a quick review. The method is based upon what I would call the dual beer sample. Means we're going to have the beers from the two sides. Basically, we take a sliver of cotton, randomly clamp in the perpendicular line to the fiber axis, and then comb the loose fibers away from both sides of the clamp line. So compared to HVI, a beard sample, that's what we call the single beard, right? Because you grab and then only the one beard, one side. So, and then you can do the transmission image through camera or scanner, which we use a scanner, regular off-the-shelf scanner. To scan the sample, therefore you can have an image like this. So this is a clamp line, and then those are beers after combed. So this process is very relatively simple, easy to do. You can do manually, right? But after we have done some experiment, we find out actually there are a lot of parameters. Okay, can bring in the errors into the measurement. For example, the placement of the sample in the scanner, right? You can't just randomly throw the sample, but if you require people try to align the sample vertically, right? That takes a long time, and there is always misplacement. So we need to do some pre-processing before we do the fibrograph. So we can do the rotation, we can automatically correct this orientation so to get a sample like this. And then we get the automatic take region of interest, so to play, which place a sample in the center. So all the background, other area being taken away. The samples are vertically aligned. So all this been done automatically by computer, and then we do the fibrograph. Basically, is the you add the gray scales of pixels column by column. So from the center, right, that's the highest, the brightness is right here, and then go right, drop down to zero to both sides. So this is a bell shape, kind of bell shape. The advantage of using this dual beer is this. You don't have the alignment. You do not have the aligned fibers, right? Single beer, ideally you need to align the fiber from one end and then measure the length stick out, right? That's one. So in the dual beer samples, you don't need to do the alignment. That's first. Secondly, no fiber being bended, twisted, right? Because they could be all theoretically, straightened. So that's the advantage compared to the single beer. So all the fibers, the fully exist, present in the beer in the sample. So you won't miss. So for the short fiber content, right, in the HVI, actually HVI just have the cut to start to take the scanning after half an inch. So anything shorter than that, just ignore, because that's the mysterious part, right? The one of the Liang Cui, he has spent his lifetime studying what's the impact in the clamp area. So we did this part I'm going to skip. That's a theoretical research. We create a model how to after have the fibrograph. How are you going to calculate fiber distribution? I presented something last year. This presentation just basically we just want to do the validation. First of all, we need to figure out what's the optimal scanning brightness level, because scanner you can set, right? You can set the brightness to scan. So we need to find out what's appropriate, the brightness. At the different scanning brightness, you see the sample differently. See, at a high level, basically, you get some saturation in the high end, so you start to lose the fiber ends. If the scanning brightness is low, right, you start to see in the middle, they're all black, dark. Too dark. So you start to lose some information here too. So there is a appropriate scanning level. So we scanned many, many levels. So I just picked those four. You can see the fibrograph are different. If they are going to give you different fiber distribution curve based upon this. So we find out. Okay. Yeah. Let me. I just zoom. Yeah. Just take a part of it. Just take this portion. You can see the difference at the different level. So there's a big difference. So which one is a good level? We have to see what's the end result. When the result is a fiber distribution, we don't want to miss any content of a fiber, so we want fiber distribution to cover as a wide range as possible. So from the different levels, we see this level is much better than others. Like brightness 500 plus 500. Yeah, this is a 500 plus 200 plus. This is just a parameter associated with the scanner we use. A different scanner may have different parameters, numbers, but definitely they all have different brightness. Okay, we find out this is appropriate level, and then we did the experiment. Once your scanning brightness level fixed, repeatability very good. Almost no difference. So that's a good thing. So we don't have any concern about that. We just don't want to lose information because, for example, like this 500, you don't have anything. You don't have any short fiber contents here, right? Yeah, this is a sliver. So short fiber content in this sliver sample is not high, but doesn't mean it's zero, right? So this is a missing part. So we want to continue to test the fiber, the scanning level, brightness level around like 400, minus 405, yeah, this around this level. Okay, we scanned again, yeah, and then we see that very close. So this, it is a pretty good, especially at the lower end. At the lower end, yeah, that's the fiber distribution. We can see there is still some difference. So the final strategy is this. We're going to do the multi-scan. So each sample will be scanned three times, five times. And then we come out with an algorithm to combine those multiple scans together to have the final fiber length distribution curve, as what we showed here. So this has, yeah, we tried several, many some different samples. It turns out pretty reliable, pretty repeatable, reliable. And we did some testing. Okay, some testing. The curve here is a distribution, right? And this is the statistics parameters, right? The mean length, upper half mean length, short fiber content, uniformity index, that's upper quadrant length, and 50% you can calculate any parameters. Once you have a distribution curve, you can calculate all this automatically. We can calculate. I mean, computer calculate automatically. We don't have the reference method. So even if like this, we are pretty confident. Yeah, we have in all the fiber length information, but whether the information is correct or not. So we have to provide some testing method. Okay. So we manually, align the fibers, and then cut into 5 millimeter, 6 millimeter, 7 millimeter. Right, those are the same length in this sample, and then we get this is like also like a dual beer samples, and then we scan those six, and then we get it is a fibrograph, and then we get the distribution curve. This is for 5 millimeter. Yes, there's a big peak right here, six, right? So for those spike. And there is some other, like this one, the 5 millimeter one, there is 5.5. Yeah, that's possible because when we cut, it's hard to cut exactly the same length. Okay, even if we want to cut the 5 millimeter, because fiber just shift a little bit. Yeah, got those 5.6. So this gave us confidence. Means we have to provide a known length, fiber with known length. And then the computer scanner does the measurement give us the results? So this is something we know. Okay, that's one test. Another test is we have a sliver. And then after the sliver was scanned, we add some short fiber into it. We add short fiber at 5 millimeter and 10 millimeter also added to it. So this is before the addition. That's a sliver. We don't have any short fibers. I know because we comb it, there's no short fiber in it. And then we manually add short fibers into it. This is, at 5 and 10. So we got this part. Okay, so this is the one. That's the... So without a sliver, zero. And then add a first time and second time. Okay, and then we do the more test, another test. It's just a regular fiber. We scanned, get a distribution, is red, right? And then we add short fiber. By weight, we add the cotton sample itself is 120 milligram. Yeah, we weigh the sample, and then we add 4 milligram short fiber into it. Let's see what's the short fiber content, whether short fiber contents increase in the same way, right? So this is another way we verify. Okay, 5 milligram divided by 124 milligram gave us, right, 3.23% of short fibers after. That's what we added into it. And then we calculate, say this is a before the adding the short fiber, this is after addition. So this minus this gave us 3.22. So this is also another test. We did it several times. It's very, almost all like this. So whatever fiber contents you added to it, and we have a pretty good numbers come out with this. So this could give us another confidence. And then we compare our measurements with existing with APHIS with HVI. And yeah, that's a sample provided by TexTech. There's three samples measured in TexTech, the fiber polymer center. That's APHIS, the fiber distribution, the black curve. And then this is the same sample, from the same big sample, right? And then we took a sample here back, and then this is our scan. We see the quite big difference between two ways. I think I want to say something about APHIS. We know for upland cotton, we don't have any fiber length beyond like close to 60 millimeter. That pretty no, never. We manually try to pull out, say if any, we have not found any fiber longer than like 45-40. Okay, but there is some fibers being tangled, twisted, maybe two fibers add together. Yeah, but it's not. That's the only case you got a 260 millimeter fibers, right? And then in the short fibers, we don't see them a lot of short fibers like this around here. So I really have some doubt about how reasonable, how reliable the APHIS fiber distribution here. So we saw the big difference. Okay, and then this is another sample, same thing. And then that's a statistic. HVI doesn't measure the fiber distribution, but HVI gives mean length, mean length, and the uniformity index. Okay, uniformity index. We compare this, we find out like APHIS, both APHIS and HVI compared to what we have. You know, in terms of mean length, is much higher than what we measure. For the sample one, HVI gave like 34 millimeter. I think that's also overestimated, because the sample we have, even if manually, we don't see the mean length is 34 millimeter. Okay, so there's something. I cannot say it absolutely wrong, but questionable here. And then the short fiber content, APHIS always gave high. Sample one, sample two give high short fiber content measurement. Uniform index, APHIS is HVI sometimes higher, sometimes lower. That's based on the other measurement. So we hope, there's some conclusion we can draw, but we're still work on this. This year, we're going to continue to do the more testing. Hopefully, we can compare more samples, and also we will do the scanner. Like we bought different multiple scanners. Okay. So let's see the reproducibility of the data between different units. Okay, so maybe next year I can report more. Thank you.